This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Never doubt. Never a single doubt. Kepler goes off. Multiple extra base hits. And instead of collectively celebrating today, a good win by the Phillies, another series win. They're 2.5 up on the Mets now, who stink lately and have really stunk for 2 months. Coming here today, and Hugh Douglas is trying to get me and everyone out there that agreed with me yesterday to apologize.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Did you hear the interview that he did after the game?
We played it.
He was hurt. Y'all hurt his feelings, man.
No. He actually, if you heard it, he said booing is their love language.
That was sarcasm.
He was pretty jovial that whole time. He wasn't like...
That was sarcasm.
No, that was a pro who
y'all
gets...
Y'all don't know how to read the room.
We don't know how to
read the room. Y'all didn't understand that scathing email that was sent to me by Spike Eskin.
I think the problem is you don't know how to read the room.
Sounds like you don't pick up on emotional cues and social situations.
He's been emotionally distraught since he's been here.
You're famously the most antisocial guy here. Maybe it's you who has no idea what the hell you're talking about.
I'm a little social more.
Well, you're lying to everyone now. I do want to share this, though, and then we'll go into the phone lines here, because I saw this morning, and I think you're in Spike's head, by the way. The budding feud?
Whatever. Yeah, I saw this. I know exactly what you're
So Spike
about.
Tweeted this morning, when did an exclamation point in a text or email become generally thought of as disarming and friendly? Okay, so he's talking about punctuating emails and texts, right? Mm-hmm. So he's questioning why things have changed. And I saw one of the responses, dang, HG really got you questioning email punctuation at 7 a.m.
Rent-free.
I mean, you're living rent-free right now. I would say advantage Douglas in the feud right now. You have him on. He's just shook right now. He doesn't know what to do.
He's on pins and needles.
He really is.
It was a scathing email, man. I don't care what nobody said. It was scathing.
No one agrees. So, I mean, you need to look inward. Aaron in San Diego, who, by the way, was called the worst caller in WIP history yesterday by Spike. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, you guys.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Aaron.
He ain't going electric company on.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
It's getting worse. Yeah. Go ahead, Aaron.
So today is an emotional day for a lot of us, you know, in the Philadelphia sports community. And I just wanted to take a moment. I'm feeling very honored, very humbled to be put in the WIP history books. It's just an honor that I can't tell you how grateful I am.
So you're proud to be the worst caller in the history of the station. It's a long, illustrious line of callers that have called the station. I mean, probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions now over the years.
Listen, whether you're a hero or you're a heel, it's all about the attention.
Well, yeah, that's true.
The hate, the love and support that I've gotten from all the WIP listeners out there, I do nothing but appreciate you and keep it coming. Because you know what, Joe? You know this. Mm-hmm. I owe a lot of this to you. You are my Mr. Miyagi. You are the one that has pushed me to paint the fence and wax on and wax off to become the caller that I am.
So I'm responsible for this.
Absolutely,
okay.
You are.
Well, that's on me then, Aaron.
October will be the 1 year anniversary. But hey, you know, Trey Turner has the standing ovation. I think for Max Kepler,
no,
what
don't
we
even,
need,
don't even do it. Don't do it.
Is a hug.
A hug.
Need a hug.
I ain't hugging nobody.
I think hug.
Nice little waist hug.
Hugh needs to go down there, give him a big old hug. I'm going to tell you something. I really don't understand these athletes that make millions and millions and millions of dollars and then go into an interview and talk about hurt feelings and all these different things. I mean, if you're that into your emotions, go back up a Brinks truck to a self-realization fellowship or pay a sports psychologist all the money in the world to get your head right, so when you're in that batter's box, you got one mission and one mission only, and that's to bring runs in.
Well, I thought he was just being real in the interview last night. It didn't bother me that he said he feels it. It's weighing on him. I mean, if any of us suck at our job for 4 months, we're probably going to feel it. I thought he was real. His interview didn't bother me last night. In fact, it made me like him more. Now, the guy still can't play. That's a problem. But I liked him more after last night. I felt differently. And also, if Hugh Douglas hugs Max Kepler, I'll apologize.
No.
Joe.
All right, then it's not happening.
Here's the thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can beat this guy up. That's the other. You can beat this guy up. You know, you can talk about DFAing him.
I will.
You know, on a regular basis. But if you're going to give him the hate, you got to give him the love when he gets on that field produces
a little bit.
What does
love?
He did well last night. I said he had a great game.
Listen, there are several people at WIP that need to get on to Max Kepler's Twitter feed or Instagram and give him a little bit of love today because hey. He scored. He produced 3 runs out of the 5 runs that we scored yesterday.
Well, I'll leave that to you, Aaron. I one thing I don't do is I'm not tweeting or Instagramming any athlete. We just talk on the air here. I'm not bothering them on social media stuff. But he did have a good game last night. No one came in here and said Max Kepler didn't really have a good game. What are we talking about? He had an awesome game.
By the way, the term produces is still very generous. The guy had a couple hits last night.
I know. This is the first game since March that he's had multiple extra base hits.
When I think of production, I don't think of a 200 hitter.
Well, he's had bad luck. You forget that? Yeah, for 10 years? Bad luck.
So I will apologize to everybody for putting them through that with Aaron.
Yeah, well, it is kind of our fault. We were the first people to take Aaron's call, and now he's morphed into Aaron in San Diego.
This is our fault.
What do we think about his daily change-up to the start of his call? Because, you know, for months and months, it was good morning, Philadelphia, and now we're doing a whole different spiel each day.
It's brutal. The guy is just brutal.
I was going to say creative.
Stop.
I'm trying to be nice.
We know. It's
annoying. Why can't you be honest? That's what I want.
I am being honest. It's different.
Yeah. Max Kepler said love language is booze. Booze or honesty. That's how people feel. They want to boo the performance.
Now, y'all bringing me down this road that I didn't want to go because I was trying to uplift the young man. But you can't, you know, you can't complain about playing time and not playing well and then have one good game and then start talking about why people booing. I mean, this is Philadelphia.
I told you to stop trying to see the good in everybody.
No, I'm just saying. It's ironic.
Sometimes there's no good in people.
I mean, but it's a little ironic because we sat here and you know, we talked to Scott and he was talking about playing time and nobody said he was wrong. They were just trying to figure out when you start looking at the numbers, you know, it didn't, what you were saying and what was actually happening didn't match up. Then you go out there and you have the night that you had. Good night.
Good night.
And then you get on the broadcast and talk about how you don't understand why people are booing you. Well, I do recall early in the season, the afternoon show, when we were making, you know, bets. And I was the only one that was right, by the way, about Taiwan and going out there and doing his thing. And I remember specifically Ike talking about how Max was going to go off and everything this year. And he was a good pickup.
It was in March.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in March. He hasn't done anything since then.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
So then, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to give him, since they listen, a little bit of perspective of maybe why the people might be booing.
Yeah.
And you know, you're getting the boos that you got. And I understand that you feel like for your whole tenure in Major League Baseball, you've had a lot of bad luck, you know. So, yeah. I'm just, you know, giving you a little bit of background.
Yeah, if he needs more background, he has had 360 at-bats this season, plate appearances, and he's hitting .204. I mean, he has less than a .300
like
on base.
I just leaned into it.
Well, I don't...
But you still should apologize because he was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He had a good night.
I'm not apologizing for not wanting him to play last night. I didn't want him to play. He performed. But like Kyle made a good analogy. If Jalen Hurst throws in a triple coverage, I don't say great throw afterwards. I say, oh, we got a little lucky there. Like, don't do that again. So I'm not looking forward to more.
No, you might say great throw. Well, it might be spun.
Oh, you don't. All right, fine. The ball gets tipped and Rager comes down with it.
Hey, they'd be like, ooh.
I'm leaving you no trap doors in this analogy.
He always tries to find them.
Ooh, now he threw that one in the tight coverage.
No.
That was a hell of a play.
No, that was ridiculous. You shouldn't do that.
That's not what anybody
like
does.
We should do less of that. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Joe, don't you dare fall into that same bowl of soft pudding that Hugh Douglas is in right now.
The guy lives in that pudding.
The audacity of him to ask for
what do you mean?
That's the perfect word. It's audacity.
What do you mean, Jeff? What are you talking about?
He set this up yesterday in the beginning of the show by some type of half-ass apology. But it was like one of those kids digging a hole at the beach with the water coming in and the sand. He's digging the sand out, but it keeps filling back in. Like, dude, that was terrible.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
You should apologize to us for having to go through that Cole Hamels apology yesterday.
I don't know what you're talking about. I did apologize.
You did not.
Yesterday.
Now, look, Copper got lucky last night. Let's face it. All right? And this may not happen again. It might not happen again ever with him, with this guy, with Kepler. I mean, the dude literally got two hits in a game last time was like months ago. So I'm not apologizing. That guy probably shouldn't be playing at all. And, you know, I'm sorry about his feelings being hurt. And if you're acting like for 10 years you haven't had good luck, dude, maybe you're not just that good. How about that?
I think that's the reason. Now, Jeff, I've always thought, now he had a run like 3, 4, 5 years ago where he was pretty good, right? Yeah. He wasn't great, but he was pretty good. But now he's in his 30s. Yeah, right. But, right, when you have 10 years of this is your performance, a Jeff, good phone call, you can't say it's bad luck. Like, you know.
He said it.
You can say it, but you can't say it. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but I could call BS on whatever I want. And Jeff is right. The audacity of Hugh Douglas to ask for an apology.
I don't understand.
You haven't given a real apology on this radio station in years.
I apologize.
Now, Kyle and I apologize all the time.
All the time.
Boy, when it's necessary.
What do you mean?
Apologize all the time.
We always apologize.
We did apologize to Castellanos. Okay, show. Apologize to Nabrowski.
Y'all live y'all truth. I can't be mad at you.
Apologize all the time.
Yeah, okay. I mean, we do.
When it's necessary.
I have the tape.
Yeah.
You have the tape of you apologize.
Not readily available. I can find it.
I'm just saying.
You think I keep those?
I'm just saying. It don't seem like
we burn those tapes. But we've done multiple apology shows, and I have been front and center saying, I'm sorry. I was wrong. With you, it's pulling teeth. And then for you to make me apologize for something I need, I'm sorry about this.
I apologize when it's necessary. I haven't had to apologize.
Selective accountability.
No, I'm just saying. I haven't had to apologize for nothing. haven't done anything that Never. Has been egregious.
Right. Oh, okay.
In a while.
I mean, you almost got fired for talking.
That's why I said in a while.
Hey, it's been a few days.
What Dr. Carp called Rod yesterday?
That's what I was about to say. Hey, don't nothing top that. Nothing tops what he was called yesterday. Sure. And Dr. Carp's still allowed to call into the show.
Well, he's a doctor.
Well,
yeah,
but still.
Yeah, I mean.
He's a medical professional.
Rod can't fire Dr. Carp.
No, well, that's true. He cannot.
He could pull a Joel Embiid and find out who called him that name. See, that I would not repeat.
We employ Dr. Carp.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Big V is up on WIP. Hey, Big V.
Hey, Joe Julio. Big Q.
What's going on, man?
Big V, what's up?
Look, Q. Stop letting Joe and Kyle double-team you on bullcrap, especially when they know they need to apologize.
I'm looking at a free throw.
Nobody is apologizing here at Big V. No shot.
Yeah, you said the man stinks. They called his name out. You had a hissy fit in your head. Come on, Joe. Admit it. You were wrong.
I'm not wrong. He has played for 4 months, and he's stunk because he had a home run last night. He's good now?
Oh, well, he definitely proved you wrong.
No, he did not. I mean, he had a good night.
He didn't.
He had a good night.
He had a good night. That's
one of those. By the way, speaking of apologizing, you want to get on top of that, you know, apologizing for saying that they needed to get rid of the farm to get more people in?
No. We've done this already. I think we had this conversation 2 days ago. Why would I change my mind?
Yeah, you're going to change your mind when we lift up that World Series championship trophy.
Yes.
Well, we can't do that in August.
Yeah, then I would change my mind, Big V. You're right, but we have a long way to go to get there.
That's right. I'm going to remind you every day so that you can get ready for your apology tour. Mm-hmm. You and Kyle. Well,
that's fine.
So hold on. And you could do that, but like, will you not remind me the days they get shut out and don't score runs? Like maybe, I don't know, today, Friday. It's going to happen again, right? They're not going to hit every day. Are you going to remind me then?
No, I'm going to take a meeting those days, but
I gotcha.
They start with...
Gotcha.
Live your truth, Big V.
When they start
selective accountability.
I'm going to be right there on you side saying that you two need to start apologizing a lot more.
We apologize more than... Joe and I are the ones that do apologize. We can't make this any more clear.
No one has done more apology shows in this radio station than me. I mean, I do it all the time when it's necessary. And Big V, we appreciate it. And for you to come on here... and try to get one today is outrageous. The nerve on you.
No, I just, like, when I saw it and I saw the night that he had, the banner night that he had, I was just like, wow.
Banner night. The man hit a home run. I mean.
Banner night.
I know, the bar is so low. There was a player on the A's a few weeks ago, hit 4 home runs in a game. And we're talking about a home run and a double as if the guy's going to go to Cooperstown.
Oh, and you know what the sad thing about it is? He probably won't be in the lineup today.
No, he's not. Let me keep
it going. That's messed up.
Wait, now are you criticizing
You wanted the right hot hand.
I mean, I would
okay,
like
well,
that.
So then tomorrow, if Bader does word, well, then you have to apologize to Topper.
Well, Topper's a man of his word. Mm. I respect that.
Yeah,
He's a man
too.
Of his word.
All right, so today's lineup is Turner, Schwarber, Harper, Castellanos. Bader is back in center. Kemp at third. Sosa at second. Weston Wilson in left. Marchand doing the catching today, day game after night game. So, no, that is a... boy, that lineup looks a little thin without JT in there. But,
and Kepler.
Yeah, and no Kepler. But we end the
very
lineup today with Wilson and Marchand, 8 and 9. But again, no Kepler today. So Topper sticks to his word. The six-day platoon continues. You know what's interesting, Hugh? As this has worked, generally, right? The last five games, they've hit a lot. And some of it has been he has done the platoons, right? The matchups. He's given Kepler the matchups against the righties. He hit last night. Marsh has been hitting for a while against righties. Bader played against a lefty. Now, he hit his home run against a righty late in the game, but he started against a lefty. I wonder what they do starting Friday, because Topper said it was a six-day thing, and then we're going to kind of reevaluate it. I wonder if they're going to continue this because it's working.
That's a good question, Joe. I mean, you know, you talk about you gave the guy 6 days, so I would think he would probably run it back.
That's
running back to 6 days. Yeah,
I know. My guess is that we're going to hedge, and we're going to go to the same thing starting Friday.
Yeah. I don't like that idea.
I want Bader to play every day.
Right. Like, say they platoon, it works for a while, then all of a sudden it doesn't work, and both guys are cold.
Which very well could happen.
Right. I'd rather just keep a guy fresh.
Yeah. Like, I'm okay with platooning Marsh because he doesn't hit lefties, right? Like, platoon him, play him against righties. When, right now it's Weston Wilson, but when Bohm comes back, which should be soon, Kemp could platoon with Marsh in left field. I'd play Bader every day in center. And then... I don't know what you do with Kepler. Kepler's the odd man out in that. He could be a bench bat. Castellanos is probably going to take down still all the starts at right field. But if there's a spot where you feel like give Castellanos a couple days off and play Kepler there, I'm fine with that. But I want Bader to play in center. I go with the Marsh and Kemp platoon in left. And then, you know, Kepler could be a bench bat. I mean, that's just, I'm sorry. That's what he's earned this season. Let's go to Ken in Cinnamon. What's up, Ken?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
So, first of all, when I hear...
Ken.
You hear?
We got you. Your phone, you're on speakerphone, Ken?
No, I was in a room.
Oh, okay. Well, we got, it sounds better now.
When I hear, good morning, Philadelphia, from Aaron of San Diego, I long for Chris from Middletown. So that's my that's my feedback on Spike's comment about Aaron. I was screaming DFA at Max Kepler last night when he came up for his first bat. I am certain he heard me because there was really nobody else going, nothing else going on. Everybody in Section 232 in the Hall of Fame Club turned around and thanked me for inspiring him to hit a home run, for screaming DFA at him. And, you know, I will take that. That's exactly the way I'm going to present it, as I was trying. I was being his Dallas Green, walking into the clubhouse, kicking over a table full of pasta to get his attention. So, but apologizing to Max Kepler, Max Kepler should apologize to me. I spent like $3,700 on season tickets in the Hall of Fame Club to watch Max Kepler go up there and put up Ken Brett offensive numbers. So, there's no apology coming to Max Kepler from anybody here. And, you know, his parents were both ballerinas. And I said last night that I think he probably should have stuck to the family business and taken up ballet.
He might have been really good at it. Obviously, he's an athlete. He's got the genes. Ken, we appreciate it. So there you go. So maybe it wasn't me he was speaking to, Hugh. It was Ken in Simpson. It was chanting.
Is that what it is?
DF.
No, I think it was you.
DFA Adam.
I think it was you.
No, it was not. Well, whatever. He could be upset or happy or whatever he feels. The bottom line is this. Max Kepler had a very nice game. Proud of him. Happy for him. Good for the Phillies. They win again last night. Yeah. Now 2.5 up on the Mets. But the idea of apologizing is, it's actually offensive that Hugh would suggest
this. How about the spin? You should all be thanking us.
Well, I know. I mean, Hugh said that every time I'm really hard on an athlete, especially Philly, they seem
to... I think it's ironic.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So what you saying?
For fueling Max Kepler to his banner night list.
Let's do it again.
I just think it's mean and hurtful.
Was it bad? Well,
it's mean and hurtful.
Well, it motivated him.
He felt that yesterday.
He said it was his love. It's our love language.
And you took that as a positive.
Yes,
that wasn't meant to be.
Love languages are positive.
See what happens. Some people.
You have to read the book about love language.
Some people, when they get bullied, turtle up and cower in fear, like Hugh did with Spike. Other people use it as motivation.
I feel attacked.
Well, you did run from your Mount Rushmore.
You did.
I didn't run from it. I just told you why. It was scathing. Yeah. It was a scathing email.
Yeah. It wasn't.
Scathing.
It wasn't. It was a very normal, everyday
very pleasant email.
Very, very
the
scathing.
The sad part is you cowered from the Mount Rushmore, and now Spike, who did nothing wrong, is clearly in his own head questioning punctuation on emails and texts, all because of Hugh Douglas.
For a guy who was in the position of power that he was in.
You've got this guy in a spin cycle.
He probably sent a lot of emails that had people feeling some kind of way. I can see that.
Well, he probably did.
He probably was a tyrant.
The one on Sunday did not apply to that.
Spike was a tyrant.
I don't know about that. But the one on Sunday was not, there was no, that wasn't written by a tyrant.
It was a tyrant. He goes on these tirades and he's... He does all these things, and he was in the position of power, and he's a tyrant. Okay. He's a tyrant.
All right, 215-592-9494. We have Leading Off coming up at 11:30, so we have a segment here for your phone calls on all this. Should I apologize? And if you were with me yesterday, are you willing to apologize to Max Kepler and Rob Thompson? I am not, without question, not doing that. Hugh Douglas thinks I should, which is rich, considering we can't get an apology out of this guy if we beg for one. When we come back, we'll also give you some of a pregame show for round three, DeCamera Fitz. If you're on your way to the Phillies game, which starts earlier today, it's about 12:30, my suggestion would be park in your spot, wherever you're parking around the stadium. Take the no more than 10-minute walk. Someone around here thinks it's 15.
About 15-minute walk.
It's 6 to 10, depending on what lot you're in. Over to FDR Park, watch the tennis match, and then you go to the game. All right, 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Which one I got? I got one. Let me see which one.
Yep.
I forgot
sure
we
do.
Got all day. Yes, yeah. 10 o'clock. Nothing says summer like grilling, everybody. And when I fire up my grill, you know I'm bringing the flavor. Hatfield Savory Brown Sugar Marinade Pork Tenderloin is on my grilling go-to list. It's juicy, packed with all that sweet, smoky goodness, and it's so easy to make. Just pop it on the grill and boom, dinner done right. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.